USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland is lashing out at President Trump, accusing him of creating a toxic environment. This after one person was killed Saturday night in violent clashes between Trump supporters and left-wing groups. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
The person killed was reportedly someone connected with the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Representative Adam Schiff says the president views civil unrest as beneficial to his campaign.
He sees this violence and his ability to agitate more of it as useful to his campaign. What it does to the country, the loss of life, he doesn't care.
He was on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has informed Congress it will stop providing in-person briefings on election security and foreign interference, moving instead to written updates. Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe told Congress of the changes, saying he believes written briefings will help, quote, ensure to the maximum extent possible that ODNI provides the Congress in support in your oversight responsibilities on election security. Foreign malign influence and election interference is not misunderstood nor politicized. President Trump on Saturday suggested that Radcliffe got tired of information leaking from his briefings. A senior administration official told CNN that other agencies supporting election security, such as the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security, plan to continue delivering briefs to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Two of the sprawling complex fires burning in Northern California are about 50% contained, according to fire officials. Firefighters have made progress containing more than 840 wildfires that have burned 1.42 million acres since a lightning siege of more than 14,000 lightning strikes struck the state beginning on August 15th. A total of 7 deaths, including a helicopter pilot battling the Hills Fire, have been reported. 2,500 buildings have been destroyed, and more than 60,000 people have been evacuated. The LNU Lightning Complex, the most destructive of the fires, was about 50% contained and has burned 375,000 acres in Napa, Sonoma, Lake, Yolo, and Solano counties. The largest of the wildfires, the SCU Lightning Complex, reached 50% containment on Sunday morning as it burned 377,000 acres in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties. The 84,000-acre CZU lightning fire was 35% contained in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties. Also, CAL FIRE said that the BTU-TGU lightning complex fire in Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties has burned about 59,000 acres and is at 40% containment. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.